This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. This week, we are hearing that more COVID restrictions are easing in our region. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has the latest on the quickly changing landscape of events and tells us what to look forward to this weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Yes, Governor Tom Wolf has announced that bars, restaurants, and gyms will now be able to operate at 75% by April 4th, just in time for Easter Sunday. And last call will now extend past 11 p.m.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we will certainly update everyone once we know about Philadelphia and when that city is going to expand capacity limits at bars, restaurants, and gyms.
Right. And while large capacity events like festivals will still be bound by COVID-19 protocols like mask wearing and limited capacity, the city's Parks and Recs Department and the Office of Special Events have started accepting permit applications as of this week.
It is fantastic. All good news. Tanya, let's get to it. What's happening this weekend?
Virtual events, well, they're here to stay, at least for a little while. And I expect going forward, it may be a permanent option for many events. Chris's Jazz Cafe is hosting the East Coast Jazz Festival online on Saturday, March 20th, with performances from 6 jazz venues around the country, including Birdland in New York City and DC's Blues Alley. Artists performing include the Orrin Evans Quartet, the Nicole Glover Trio, and Keon Harold. The Pay As You Wish Festival kicks off at 5 p.m. and we'll have that link on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Nothing like live jazz to make the weekend perfect. And the weather is going to be nice. That's good news. Let's step outside, shall we?
Well, let's step right on over to Fairmont Park. Shifuso Japanese House and Garden in Fairmont Park reopens on Saturday, along with Treetop Quest, the adventure area nestled in the park as well.
Treetop Quest is truly for the adventurous soul. You can zip line there, as I remember. That is a lot of fun. And I'm certainly looking forward to cherry blossom season.
Well, at Shifuso, the trees are truly special when they're in bloom. But at Treetop Quest, I'll be cheering people on from the ground. I like to keep the terra firma under my feet.
Tanya, while you're staying grounded, is there anything happening in the theater world this week?
The majority of area theaters have not announced any reopenings yet, but theaters are still finding innovative ways to connect with audiences. Tiny Dynamite's We Can't Wait is a play by phone.
On your phone? Now, how's that going to work?
You receive a pre-recorded segment suitable for all ages and with some prompts to personalize the experience. The world premiere play goes through Saturday, and the recommended donation is $15.
And I recommend you have some really good cell phone reception.
That's for sure.
Thanks for being with us this week, Tanya. Spring is in the air. It's just a few days away. Wonderful, right?
And I'm happy to be the bearer of good news as spring dawns upon us. Events are looking up. If you missed anything or want to find out where you can see Lisa Loeb and Taj Mahal, now they're performing separately, not together, and what restaurants are offering brunch takeout for Easter, check us out at whyy.org/things to do.
Honey, won't you come by me? Spare me at this misery, the misery, the misery. Won't you come by me? Oh, I know. Green, 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 green. Love it to my soul.